Name J. Ron, participant 309030. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Awesome. How are you doing? Yeah.
Good.
Very good. All right, so can you hit a buzzer for me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one you have to do really hard. Oh, we'll try a different one. Yay, okay. So, what I want you to do for me is say the letter, and then the picture, and then another word that starts with the letter.
A, apple, acorn.
Wonderful, you're doing great. Okay.
B, boy. V. C, cookies, cat.
Great job.
D, duck, dolphin. E, elephant, egg. F, fish. Fire.
Very good.
Guitar. Game.
Very good.
House.
And can you say the letter for
me? H, house. Horse.
Doing so good.
I, ice.
Think of something like a house that's made of ice?
Ice cube. Well.
Or do you know what like the house made of ice is called?
Yeah. Igloo.
Very good.
J. Juice. J. Ron.
Very good.
K. Key. Keep. Ooh, owl, leaf, leprechaun. M, monkey, mom. N, nose, no.
Very good.
O, orange.
Sea creature that has eight legs?
Oh, octopus. Octopus.
Very good.
P, plate, penguin. Q, quack. Question.
Can you think of what's 25 cents?
A quarter.
Very good. You're doing
red,
great.
Red. Lava. Wait. Rude.
There you go.
S. Spider. Snow. T, table, two.
Very good.
U, umbrella, unicorn.
Yay, I love that word.
V, vacuum, vine.
Are you thinking of the word vein?
Yeah, vein.
Very good. No, I'm just thinking of veins. Yeah.
Vein.
Yeah, very good, very good.
W, watch, water, X, X-ray, X-Men,
there you go.
Y, yogurt, U, Z, zebra, zoo.
Yes, very good job. All right, we're done with the first activity. Could you hit a buzzer for me? Thank you. All right, this one's pretty simple. So we're just gonna be counting here. So
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20.
Oh, it skipped right. What do you think the next one's gonna be?
23, 25, 26, 30, 40, 35, 60, 100, 200, 500.
Oh, and now we're gonna do a little bit of math.
Okay.
Right. So can you say what, like, the whole thing?
Nine plus seven equals.
And then what's the answer?
16.
Very good.
19 minus one equals 18.
Very good.
Six times three equals 21.
It's actually 18.
18.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. 6. No, wait.
Say
4.
First, no problem. One
second. 21 divided by 3 equals 4, no, wait, that equals 18, so 66.
Super close, you actually, it's 7.
7.
But you're doing great, no problem. All right, could you get another buzzer for me?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Okay, so now what we're gonna do, so this is one light, right?
Yeah.
And now we have two.
Two lights.
Very good. All right, so that's what we're going to be doing.
One purse.
We're going to call this one a bag.
One bag, two bags.
So this one's a funny one. So it's called a yuck.
One yuck, two yuck.
And this one is a funny one, too. It's called a smide.
Smime?
Smide.
Smide.
Very good.
Two smide.
And this one's actually called a kel.
One kel. Two cow.
This one is a rock.
Rock. One rock, two rocks.
Very good. This is another funny one. It's called a pite.
One pite, two pites.
Very good. All right. This one is a slide.
One slide, two slides.
Doing great. All right. What do you think this one is? We're going to call it a bell.
A bell.
So
one bell, two bells.
Great job. This is another funny one. It's called a yag.
One yag, two yags.
Great job.
One crib, two cribs. One shoe, two shoes. One boat.
We're going to call this one a ship.
One ship, two ship. One.
This is a very funny one. It's called a dup.
One dep, two deps. One.
Okay, so this is another really weird one. So it's called a skack.
One stack.
Skack.
Skack.
Yeah, very good.
Two stack.
Yeah.
One.
Rib.
One crib. Rib.
Brib.
One brib.
Mm-hmm.
Two bribs.
Very good. So what's another? It's called a mip.
Mip. One mip. Two mips.
You're doing so good. It's called a foo.
One foo. Two food. One.
I'm gonna call this one a snack.
One snack, two snacks. One mug.
We're gonna call this one a cup.
One cup, two cups.
Very good.
One light, two lights.
Oh, now we're right where we're at. So very good, you finished this one. All right, could you hit another buzzer for me? Yes, it finally worked.
Yeah.
All right, so can you tell me what you see in this picture?
I see a lion, a boy, fish,
mm-hmm.
and a dragonfly.
Yeah.
And lily pads.
Mm-hmm.
And some flowers.
Yeah.
And a boat.
Anything else?
Yeah, I don't think there's no.
All right, well, what do you think the lion is doing with the boy?
Riding with him.
All right, where do you think they're going?
To land.
Ooh.
To find their home.
Oh, that's great. And then how big do you think their home is?
Like really big.
Yeah, because the lion has to run around, huh?
Yeah.
Would you ever be friends with the lion?
Yeah.
Want to give me a reason?
Because they can defend you.
Yeah, they're great protectors, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell me what's described to me, like things in this picture?
I can see a boy throwing an paper airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And he's imagined that a person will see the paper airplane. And there's cars underneath his bed. And there's some socks. And there's a pillows. And there's a fish. There's some books,
mm-hmm.
and there's drawers, and some clothes hanging out of it, and he's standing on some, well, a lot of pillows,
mm-hmm.
and he's wearing a hat, and some glasses. And wearing a coat and a scarf.
Yeah, very good. And then what do you think he wants to be when he grows up?
An airplane person.
Yeah, a person who like drives an airplane, right?
Yeah.
And then do you ever keep your room like this, you know?
No.
So you like to keep your room clean?
Yeah.
And then do you want to tell me anything else about this picture?
There's nothing else.
All right, let's move on.
I see an octopus holding a magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a girl holding a light bulb.
Yes, very good.
And a clipboard. And there's some mice looking around. And the octopus have a book and pencil. And there's books under the table. And there's some cabinets that they keep their science stuff in.
Very good. And then what do you see up here?
I see a plant,
mm-hmm.
and a bull.
you know what this is?
And DNA.
Yeah. So what do you think they're doing in there?
Doing science and seeing what a DNA is.
Oh, yeah. And then, so you think that the octopus is helping her?
Yeah.
Do you think they're friends?
Yeah.
Alright. How do you think the octopus got there?
Probably the girl bring the octopus home.
Yeah, I think so too. Alright, is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No.
Alright, let's move on.
I see a girl with a bag. Forget what it's called.
I'm not even sure what it's called. I think it's either a turnip or a radish. What do you think?
I think a turnip.
Alright, we'll call it a turnip.
And she's wearing a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some snails. And she was digging some tin on the ground to let it grow. And there's some fish fence around it, so like animals or chickens will not eat it.
Very good.
And I think that's everything.
Yeah, so these are really weird, huh? That's a really big turnip, right?
Yeah.
And then what job do you think she has?
She's farming.
Yeah. And then these are really funny looking snails, huh?
Yeah.
They're so big.
Yeah. I think she's dreaming.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about the dream?
Yeah. So she's dreaming like she's a farmer, and she have made a big turnip with snails trying to eat her turnip, ever turnip.
Wow, sounds like a really cool dream.
Yeah.
All right, so we're done with that one. Can you get a buzzer for me?
I think I didn't hit the pink one.
Very good. Okay. So. Oh. Cyrus has some reading material for you.
Okay.
Alright. You've been doing amazing so far. Thank you so much for helping us out.
You're welcome.
Alright, one moment while I fill these in.
Okay.
Comfortable reading for me?
Yeah.
Awesome. So let's do this one.
All the students finished lunch quickly so they could go outside for recess. During recess, the children enjoyed dancing to the wobble and songs like The Judge. They really enjoyed line dances, and Den was one of the best dancers. After lunch, Mrs. Kent brought the CD player outside to the playground so the children could dance. The first song to play was the Cha-Cha Slide. Everyone clap your hands, DJ Capser sang. All of the students started clapping to the beat of the sound. To the right now, to the left. Take a bow now, y'all. All the children danced to the right. All the children slid to the left. Then they took it back. But before DJ captors could say cha-cha was moved, something bad happened. The CD player starts skipping cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha. Then the students stopped dancing and ran off to find something else to do. Miss Kent said, "Don, do you mind if I take a look at the CD player? Maybe I can fix it." This happens all the time at home. "That would be wonderful," said Mrs. Kent. Don took the CD out and looked at the bottom of it. It was scratched and a little dusty. Dean checked to make sure his shirt was clean. He wiped the CD with his shirt until it shined, and then it slid it back into the player. Dean held his breath and pressed play. DJ Capser start playing again. Cha-cha now, y'all. Cha-cha again. Dean smiled and began dancing. All the children started running back to the dance area to join him. They had a great time dancing with, and Dean was a hero.
Great job. All right, do you want to read more for me?
Yeah.
All right, great job. Thank you so much.
"Today is the big day," Rena yelled as she ran out of her room. Today is the party for Kai. Rena was happy about Kai's birthday party at the skating rink. Rainy and Kai were best friends and they like roller skating together. All the girls in her class were invited to the party. Rena got to the party early so she could warm up before the party began. Like Rena liked to go fast in the fog. The rink was lit with red and blue and green lights. The different colors made raw pants with swag sparkle. Rena started to the song Billy, skated to the song Billie Jean. When the other girls got to the party, they saw Rena skating quickly around the rink. "Wow," said Jen. "Rena is a good skater. This looks like fun." "Let's have fun like Rena," said Jen. All the girls walked quickly to the rink except for Jess and Kim. They walked slowly. I do not know how to skate," said Jess. "I do not know how either," said Kim. "Pasha," said Jenna. Kai and Rena skated fast across the floor. "Now you try," said Kai. Jess and Kim moved slow as they began to skate. The girls fell down. "Good try," said Jenna and Kai as they helped the girls up. We will teach you how to skate good. How to skate. Hold our hands." Rena and Kai did not skate fast. They went slowly as they helped Jess and Kim. "Next time we will go fast," said Kai. And the girl smiled.
Very cool. Do you want to keep reading or do you want to go to the next activity?
Keep reading.
All right.
"Grandma has a big house with lots of steps. She has a bad leg, so I went up and down the stairs to get her medicine and slippers. I like to help her. Mama and I need to find a new home. Grandma wants us to live with her. I want to live with Grandma. On Sunday, I visit visiting Grandma. She fell on the steps and broke her leg. I was scared. I had to get help. I called 911. The ambulance took Grandma to the hospital. Grandma and Mama told me I did the right thing. We will live with Grandma, said Mama. She needs a good, smart, kind boy like you. I was so happy to live with Grandma. One morning, Grandma told me to watch the pancakes while she let the cat out. Do not touch the pan, said Grandma. When Grandma left, I tried to flip the pancakes like a man on the TV show. My pancakes went in the air and they came down, but not in the pan. The pancake batter went all over. What a mess. I was so scared. Grandma came back and said, what happened, Kai won? Then Grandma began to laugh hard. She told me to look at myself. I had batter spots all over my face. I looked so funny, I laughed too. We cleaned up the mess and made more pancakes. They were the best pancakes ever.
Great job! Oh my goodness, you read so much today. All right, can you hit another buzzer for me?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so this one, you're going to describe to me what's happening in the picture.
The man is brushing his teeth.
And then how do you brush your teeth?
With a toothbrush and toothpaste.
And then can you tell me how you brush your teeth?
Then you go side to side and up and down.
Yes, very good. All right.
The man is washing his hand.
Can you tell me how you wash your hands?
You scrub your hands with soap, then turn on the water, then scrub around your waist and your hands, in between your fingernails with a brush. Then after you're done, turn it off, then get a towel and dry off your hands.
Very good. All right, so what's he doing?
The man is tying his shoes.
How do you tie your shoes?
So you pick up your two lace and you make an X with your shoelaces, then get one bunny ear and the other, and there will be a hole. Then put the other bunny ear through the hole. Then push it, pull it in, then you're done.
Very good. All right, what's she doing?
She's making cereal.
And how do you make cereal?
So you get the milk out and the cereal. You pour the cereal first, then pour milk. Then after that, grab your spoon and eat the cereal.
And do you normally have cereal for breakfast?
Yeah, sometimes.
What other breakfast foods do you have?
Like eggs, gravy, and biscuits, and waffles, and pancakes.
What's your favorite?
Gravy and biscuits.
Ooh, that sounds yummy. All right, what's he doing?
He's putting on his clothes.
And then how do you get dressed in the morning?
So you get out of your PJs, and then grab a shirt and some shorts. Then you pull the shirt with one arm in and the other one. Then after that, you pull up your shorts so you can let one leg in and the other one in too. then you can then put your shoes on. And
you're done?
Yeah.
Very good job. Oh my goodness. What's she doing?
Making cupcakes.
And have you ever made cupcakes before?
Yeah.
Do you know how?
Yeah.
Can you tell me how?
So you put a pan, a circle pan, that have little circles that you put in. Then you put flour. Then you cook it. Then after that, after it's done cooking, put icing and put whatever you want on it.
It's so cool that you know how to make cupcakes.
Yeah.
I haven't learned until I was a grown up. All right, what's she doing?
Painting.
And then how do you paint?
So you grab your painting supplies, then grab a piece of paper, then open your painting supplies, then you can pick whatever color you want. And if you want to draw something, then paint it with your colors. You can grab a pencil and draw whatever you want on there, like a sun, or your family, or a house.
That sounds like a wonderful picture.
Yeah.
Do you like to do anything else besides painting?
Coloring.
Ooh. Do you have a favorite coloring book?
Yeah.
Like which one?
It has a lot of drawings in there. And there's a lot of coloring you got to do.
Oh, very good. Sounds very like a cool coloring book. Alright, what's he doing?
He's buckling in his car seat. In his seat.
And can you tell me how to do that?
So you get in the car, close the door, and there's a seatbelt behind you. Then you grab it and put it in front of you. Then put it in. A hole that you can put it in.
Yeah, great job. Okay, what's she doing?
She's feeding the panda some food.
And then do you ever do like things like that?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Well, you grab a bowl and a spoon. Then you put the spoon in the bowl and feed it to your toy or a bear.
Very good. This is a funny one. What's he doing?
Partying.
What do you think he's wearing?
A witch hat and wearing a star and wearing a dance.
And then how do you party?
I party with my friends and play games. And that's how I party.
Oh, very good. Sounds like a fun party.
Yeah.
Alright, what are they doing?
They're going down the slide.
And then how do you do that?
So you gotta wait your turn. Then you go down the slide by sitting down and going down.
Very good. Thank you so much for doing all these.
He's kicking a soccer ball.
And then, how do you play soccer?
So, you get a ball and get some goals, but you only need two. Then you put the ball in the middle, then you run up to it, then kick it, and whoever gets the most points win.
Yay! This is fun. So, have you played soccer a lot?
Well, only once.
Did you even like it?
I did.
That's great. So happy you enjoyed that. Alright, what are they doing?
Playing with blocks.
And then how do you do that?
So you grab a blocks bag or container. Then you can place blocks on top of each other. You can make a tower or a castle or even a house.
That sounds so cool.
They're playing on the swings.
And how do you do that?
So you get on the swing, then you let your brother help you push the swing.
And what do you do with your legs?
You when you're going forward, you put it out, then when you're going backwards, you put them in.
Very good. What are they doing?
Eating candy.
And how do you eat?
So you share candy. You give them a piece, then you give you a piece. So it is an equal amount. Then you eat your candy.
Very good. Do you like sharing?
Yeah.
What are some things you like to share?
Like my toys with my sister and eating candy.
Very good. What do you think he's doing?
Sitting down.
No, what's that?
A clock. I think he's in timeout.
Oh. And then what do you do when you're on timeout?
You sit down and wait for the parents say you can get out the time to get out of the timeout.
Alright, very good. How do you get in timeout very often?
No.
Okay, good. Alright, could you hit another buzzer for me?
Sure.
Awesome, on our last activity. Okay. So, these are a bunch of pictures. You can describe as many or as little as you want to me.
Okay.
So you can actually look and see which one's your favorite, or you can start with this one, whatever you want.
I like this one.
All right, can you tell me what's happening here?
A frog is inside of a mug with a crown.
Why do you think he has a crown?
Probably because he's a prince.
Ooh.
And I think he turned into a frog.
Oh no. How do you think he got in the mug?
Because he jumped inside of it.
Do you think he's stuck? Or like, what's happening?
I think he's stuck.
How do you think he's going to get out of there?
When a person helps him out or tip the cup over by accident.
Very good. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No.
All right, pick another one for me.
I like this one.
Awesome. Tell me about it.
There's a giraffe eating a leaf and a person staring the leaf. and the person's gonna eat a big sandwich. And he's gonna slice up the cheese and put mayonnaise on it. And the tomato. And there's a grapefruit on top of it. And there's also a plate.
Would you ever share your food with a giraffe?
Yeah.
They're cool, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever went to the zoo and saw one?
Yeah.
What's your favorite animal at the zoo?
A cheetah.
Ooh, why?
Because they run fast.
Super fast, huh?
Yeah.
Move on.
I like this one.
All right, tell me about it.
The bear is gonna buy a lemon, and the girl is passing out lemons for 75 cents. And there's bananas and containers. And a girl is holding a piece of paper.
And then what do you think the bear's gonna do with the lemon after he buys it?
He's gonna eat it or make lemonade.
Ooh, do you like lemonade?
Yeah.
When do you drink lemonade?
When my mom makes it.
Ooh, very nice. Does she make it often?
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds yummy. I wish I had some lemonade. All right, do you want to look at some more?
Yeah. I like this one.
Right? Tell me about it.
She's walking out the door. So you have a pencil on top of her ear, and she's holding a book in an apple, and she's wearing a glasses, and she's a teacher, and she have two pockets, and there's puzzle on. She's wearing a puzzle jacket on her shirt.
And then who do you think she teaches?
A classroom.
Ooh.
Or a math class.
A math class, wow, do you like math?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, not a lot of people like math. I used to not like math very much.
I like this one.
Okay, tell me about it.
The girl's going to brush the tiger's fur. I think the cat hurt its tail.
Oh no.
The girl uses the teeth brush to brush the tiger's teeth. And the shampoo to wash it, and she's using the water to brush his hair, and she uses the ribbon to make the tiger feel better.
And then would you ever be friends with a tiger?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it can protect you.
Oh, like the lion?
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, is there anything else you want to tell me about it?
No.
All right. If you don't like this one, just let me know.
I like this one.
Okay.
The girl's wearing sunglasses, and the bird is trying to get the ice cream. And she is licking the ice cream. She's on the beach.
Ooh. Do you think it's a sunny day?
Yeah. And she's wearing a hairband.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to make a sandcastle.
Do you think she's going to share her ice cream with the bird?
No. Because that bird's going to steal it.
Oh. He's going to steal it? Where do you think he's going to take it?
To its home.
And then he's going to gobble it all up for himself, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, what a selfish bird.
Yeah.
He needs to learn how to share.
Yeah.
All right, you're all done. Could you hit another buzzer for me?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.